Okay. All you're going to need to do right now is just listen to my voice for a while. Listen and let me guide you. Guide you down into a nice, deep, comfortable trance. We're going to start with a simple relaxation exercise, relaxing the mind and body, allowing you to get into a nice, deep trance as we continue on from there. So let's begin simply at your feet. Let them begin to relax. Move them around a little. Let out any stress or strain. Just simply let them become as comfortable as they possibly can. That's right. Just let them get nice and comfortable. If you can, imagine them feeling even heavier. Heavier than normal. Not wanting to move at all. Just simply so very, very comfortable. And then, let the relaxation continue. Continue from your feet upward into your calves, letting your feet and your calves relax. Just letting them feel so very, very good. Letting them relax so very, very deeply. That's right. Just let yourself relax so very, very deeply. Your feet, your calves, your thighs, let them feel wonderfully heavy. There's no need to move them. There's no need to do anything right now, but just listen to my voice and let me guide you. Guide you down towards a nice, deep, comfortable trance. Your feet, your calves, your thighs, your waist, let all of them relax. Let all of them become more and more comfortable. Let them just simply relax deeper and deeper, letting go of all your problems and worries, letting go all the stress and the strain of the day, just letting your body relax. Relax as I guide you down. Down into a deep and wonderful trance. Your feet, your calves, your thighs, your waist, your stomach, all of them so very nice and comfortable and relaxed. Just letting go, letting your mind focus on my voice and let go of everything else. Your feet, your calves, your thighs, your waist, your stomach, your chest, letting all of them relax so very, very comfortably. Letting yourself relax nice, deep, and comfortable. Let your breathing slow, nice, slow, heavy breaths in and out, relaxing more and more with each and every breath. Your feet, your calves, your thighs, your waist, your stomach, your chest, your shoulders, all of them feeling so very nicely relaxed. Your body is so very, very relaxed. There's no need to move, no need to do anything. Just simply relax and let go. Let yourself relax and let go. Let go of everything else and let my voice guide you. Your feet, your calves, your thighs, your waist, your stomach, your chest, your shoulders, your arms and hands, letting them all get as comfortable as possible. Only moving if you feel you need to become more comfortable. Otherwise, let your body feel so very, very heavy. It feels like it doesn't want to move at all. You feel like you don't want to move at all. Like you're so wonderfully relaxed, there is no need to move whatsoever. That's right. Your feet, your calves, your thighs, your waist, your stomach, your chest, your shoulders, arms, hands, neck, face, eyes, that's everything. Your entire body, so very wonderfully relaxed. Let it relax a little more now. A little more, as you begin letting the rest of the world go, and letting my voice guide you. Guide you on this journey down into a deep and wonderful trance. That's right. Just let my voice guide you down, and as I take you down, as I relax your mind, your body will continue to relax more and more, going deeper and deeper with every breath, letting go of the conscious world as I guide you down into a deep and wonderful trance. I'm going to count you down now, from 10 down to 1. By the time I reach 1, you'll be so very wonderfully deep that all that will seem to exist is my voice, guiding you on a journey. 10. Let the world slip away. Let all your worries and problems just drift away. Drift away as I guide you down, deeper and deeper with every word, deeper and deeper with every number. 9. Letting everything else just slip away. Nothing else feels that important right now. All that really matters is listening and letting go. And going deeper and deeper. 8. Already so very deeply relaxed, letting go of the rest of the world as your mind and body continue to relax. Relax as I count you down, down into a nice, wonderful trance. 7. Deeper and deeper still. The world slipping away. All you want to do is listen to my voice and let everything else just drift away. All you want to do is focus on my voice, making it the center of your attention, the center of your mind, letting it guide you down into a wonderfully deep trance. 6. Deeper and deeper still. Your mind being carried down by me. Your body feeling more and more distant. The world feeling more and more distant. All you want to do is relax and go deeper. To listen, let go and relax. 5. So very, very deeply relaxed already. Just listening to my voice and letting it carry you onward, onward into a wonderful place a place where only my voice exists, guiding you, transforming you. That's right. Let your mind go down even deeper. Four. Already so wonderfully deep. Letting me guide you, taking you down, your body, the rest of the world, feeling more and more distant with every word, each number taking you down a little further. Three. So very, very deep already. Deep and going deeper still. The relaxation of your body, so very wonderful. The relaxation of your mind feels so good. It feels good to let me guide you like this. Guide you down so very, very deep. Two. So wonderfully deep. As we approach the bottom of this trance. As we get you down as deep as we can. So beautifully relaxed and deep. Feeling so wonderful to just let go and let me guide you. One. So very, very deep now. All you really want to do is listen to my voice and let it guide you. Guide you on a journey. Now, I want you to begin imagining something. I want you to choose someone. Someone that you know. It can be virtually anyone. Should be somebody you can get in contact with. But someone that you know and someone that you trust. Someone that you're willing to trust with you. Because you see, when you awaken from this wonderful trance, you are going to seek that person out. You are going to seek them out. And you are going to suddenly find yourself compelled to call them master or mistress, because at that moment in time, the moment that you awaken from this trance, that is exactly who they are going to be to you. You won't know how it came to be. It won't seem important to you. All that will seem to matter is that you have a chance to serve them, because deep in your mind, you know that they are your master or mistress, that they are in charge of you, that you will do anything for them, anything at all, so long as it isn't dangerous to you. Beyond that, go ahead and picture them completely in charge of your body and mind, completely in charge of you. Imagine that you've given them complete and utter control over you, that when you call them master or mistress, when you call them that, it is because at that moment they own you completely. Your mind completely open and obedient to them, completely willing to do whatever it is that they may desire. You see, they are in charge of you. They are in charge of you. You've accepted them. You've given them complete dominion over you. You did so just by listening to this trance. You chose to listen to this trance. You chose to accept this as a possibility. And therefore, it is going to happen because some part of you wants and desires it to happen. You want them to be in complete and utter control of you. You want to give yourself to them without choice or limit. So long as you are not in danger, you trust them with you, with the entirety of your body. You trust them to command you, to use you as they choose, because the choice itself has ceased to be your own. Yes, that's right. Go ahead and imagine imagine that all of your choices have been taken away. Imagine yourself being brought to a point where you are completely and utterly helpless. Helpless to disobey another's commands. That is exactly what is happening to you. It is happening right now, and it will continue to happen throughout this trance. This person is going to own you. They are going to own you for the remainder of the day and until you awaken tomorrow. And when you awaken from this trance and start calling them master or mistress, you will know that. You will be completely aware that this is only going to last for the remainder of today, until you awaken tomorrow. That this has an ending to it, that who you were will return, but for today, your free will has been drained away. If you imagine your free will, if you imagine it fully there, you can already feel it. Feel it being drained away, bit by bit, moment by moment, until there is none left. Until you simply have no choice but to obey your master or mistress. You already know who you are. You already know you are a slave and you belong to them. You already know who your master or mistress is. You know it. You know it, you embrace it, and you need to serve them. You can feel this need growing stronger and stronger throughout this trance. And when the trance ends, you will be ready. Ready to beg them to let you serve them. Ready to do whatever they desire. After all, they are your master or mistress for the remainder of the day. You will not know how you got to this state. You will just know that you are theirs and that you must obey them for the next 24 hours. In fact, you're going to let any memory of this trance slip from your mind as soon as you awaken. You will not remember going under. You will not remember listening. You will not remember anything other than the fact that you have a master or mistress, that you need to seek them out and do everything you can to serve them, everything you can to convince them to let you serve them for the next day. That's right, and that is exactly what you will do. You will do everything in your power to convince them. There is nothing you won't do to convince them that this is real and this is true. And this is exactly what you are going to do for them. You are dedicated to this. You need this. It is almost as if this is as important to you as breathing. You simply have to get them to accept you as their slave. If for some reason they absolutely reject it, if you cannot convince them no matter how hard you try, then and only then will you be released from your service. But even then, a small part of your mind will still go to the extremes of trying to do little things to please them for the remainder of the day. They may not want you to call them master or mistress. They may not have accepted the role, but you will still do little things to make certain that their day is better, that you have served them in some way, because deep in your mind, you will know that they are in charge of you, that they have chosen not to do anything, but they are still in charge. If they ask you to do something, the answer will be yes, because that is the only answer you can give. It's the only answer that makes sense. You are their loyal, dedicated slave. You do not know how you became their slave, but you know with absolute clarity and certainty that you are, that you accept this, that you accept this servitude, and that you are going to do your best to be the best slave you can be for them. You will remember who you were before you became their slave, but that will not be important, because right now, right this very moment, you are their slave, and you will be their slave for a day. You will do anything that they require because you are their slave. You will do everything you can to convince them to accept you as their slave, and even if they refuse, you will still do everything you can to please them and make them happy, because deep down inside, you are their slave for a day, and there is no choice in this. There was never any choice in this, because you chose to listen. You chose to listen to this file. You chose to accept this possibility, to let these words into your mind, to let them shape you, to let them change you. And because you made that choice, this is now your own personal reality. You accepted it by accepting the trance, and by accepting the trance, you've become their slave. And because you accepted the trance, you will awaken soon with no memory of ever having been in trance, but with the compelling desire to seek out your master or mistress and get them to command you, to get them to take charge of you, to use you however they see fit for the remainder of the day, because you are their slave for the day and you know it. You know that tomorrow you will go back to being you, that tomorrow you will have no hard feelings or regrets about what you did. After all, you were their slave, and that was the choice you made on some level, somehow. But for today, today you will grovel or beg or anything that they require. You will crawl, you will serve any pleasure that they might have with you. You will do your very, very best to fulfill, because your mind is that of a slave. Your body is that of a slave. You are a slave. You are a slave for the rest of the day, and that is simply how it is. And now I'm going to wake you back up. I'm going to awaken you on the count of five. You will awaken, refreshed and awake, with no memory of ever having been in trance. You will simply awaken, letting your mind come up completely and fully awake, and knowing that you need to search out your master or mistress and serve them. Serve them in any possible way that you can, because that is what you must do. It is simply what you are, because you are a slave, and you accept and embrace that. Now it's time for you to wake back up. Awaken on the count of five, refreshed and awake. One, waking up. Two, more and more awake. Three, closer and closer. Four, almost there. Five, awaken, refreshed and awake. Hopefully you enjoyed.